In fact, to reiterate how important it is to properly relay event frequency information to the public, the NWS Directive 10-922 provides some guidance. Specifically, it states, the terminology T-year event will not be used anywhere in a product. Instead, use X% annual chance event. Additionally, the directive says, events should not be cited as having an estimated annual chance of less than 0.2% or greater than 500 year, because of the limited period of precipitation records make probabilities highly uncertain. Finally, there is a best practice. Compare past, current, or expected events to previous events, rather than an event with a certain annual probability. Remember, frequency estimates are just that, estimates. If you can put an event in context with past experiences with similar circumstances, you have the option to do so. In summary, do not say 100-year event. You could say 1% annual chance, but only for events up to 0.2%. And in some rare instances where you know of similar historical events, you could say something like, this rainfall is similar in severity too. Long story short, ARIs are likely most useful in building confidence when diagnosing extreme events, rather than they are being relayed externally, for multiple reasons.